So when we speak about restoration, it is beyond just talking about restoration. It is understanding that his other name is Jehovah El Ashiyib. The word El Ashiyib means God who restores, or God the restorer. We have seen a lot of examples in the Bible, God doing restoration. You hear that? We see in the Bible how the womb of Sarah, who was 90, and the womb being dead, the Bible says that God restored it. He has been restoring ever since. Am I talking to you? We see God restoring Israel when they invaded, when they're gone to Babylon. Many times God restoring the nation, because that's his name. We see God restoring Jesus from the dead back to life. That's who he is. So when we're talking about restoration, it's not just a topic I'm teaching to you. We are invoking God's other name. That's who he is. He is the restorer, and he is willing to restore you tonight. He is willing to restore you now. If you believe that he can restore you, I want you to raise up your two hands and say, "Oh God, restore my life." So you must understand this. And I didn't mention to you, I said there are things in the Bible that we see God proving himself as the restorer. So I've been praying for restoration. I'm just praying for restoration. I said, "God, restoration, restoration, restoration." Now, if you check the Bible, you will see different types of restorations. We can actually make them 40, 50 types of restorations. One can come and say there are actually 6. One can come and say there are 10. One can say there are 2. But I've grouped them into 5. Restoration of the dead. God can restore those people who died. All right. Number 2. Restoration of the kingdom. There is a restoration for kingdom. God restored, and he will restore the kingdom after rapture. The Bible speaks of the new Jerusalem. And we spoke about David. The throne of David shall rule again. So that is the future restoration. And we also spoke about what? Restoration of all things. Restoration of all things. Well, I will talk again about restoration of all things eventually. I spoke about it and we prayed about it, but I'm going to talk about it again as we go. But let me just speak the remaining 2 that are very important. Okay, so the other one I spoke in passing, but it is very important, which is restoration of time. So to start with, it is very important to understand what happens in the spirit realm. So time is measured in seconds, in minutes. Time is measured in hours. Time is measured in days. Okay, in weeks, in months, in years. We find out that, right, I pray that God makes people understand this. So time is measured in different forms. We can actually measure time in quantities. We can measure time in seconds. There are different ways of measuring time. Okay? But I want you to see the first time which we deal with, we do have time known as chronos. When we are dealing with the chronos, it's when time is being measured in quantitative. All right? And this is very important, where when we are dealing with chronos, we are dealing with events. A good example is when we measure time using months. And we are using, for example, the moon. So in this case, time is being measured by certain events or observation of particular holidays or programs. So we are measuring time by, okay, when we see a new moon, it's a new month. Now, then we have what is known as Kairos. So Kairos is the set time, fixed. It's a fixed moment. We dealt with this in 2017. I taught you about it. And again, I spoke about it as well, I think in 2019. I spoke about Kairos. Kairos as being a time that has been set. And this type of time is not Chronos that is measured by men. But Kairos is the given time which God puts in a place. For example, how you were born, it was a Kairos moment. You were not born by accident, according to John chapter 1, verse 13. The Bible says you were not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So it was already set that you'll be born again. And the time you were being born again, it was not your will. You were not late and you were not early. It was a set time. Say amen. Amen. So there are two types of times that I want us to look at tonight. The time which you know. This time, which you know, you go to university, you stay there for 4 years or for 5 years, if you're a doctor, 7 years, etc. That is not Kairos. That is a set time by men. And that is Chronos. It is a time that people know. It can be measured by events. They say, okay, in university, we stay 4 years. So it is already set. There is something there that has been set. There is a season to say you stay there for this period. So, time is set. That's why I can take my watch here and set it. Did you hear that? I can what? I can actually set it. But you cannot set Kairos. The Kairos moment, it is the moment that God has put in place. A good example, God says, on this date, you must become rich. On this year, you must meet me, John. It didn't happen by accident, like, oh, I met me, John. No, people who are spiritual, you recognize all those things. You actually know that this was my Kairos. It was said I should meet him at that time. Even if something could have happened, it was just said that it must happen at that period. It is the Kairos. Now what happens is this. That if God set up a date to say on this date, this woman will get married. That is Kairos. It is already set. I'm not going to preach about Kairos tonight. That's not our teaching. We have got scriptures and all that. But I'm not going to go into that. But I just want to tell you something. So, if there is a time to say in this year, this man must do this, must do. So, God put that time. I'm telling you, the moment you miss it, you have missed your Kairos. Did you hear that? The moment you miss it, you have missed your what? Yes. Which God had already predestined. God said, this man, must become this at this date. If that day comes and you don't become it, it will not happen again. It was your kairos moment that God had said. Now, the devil understands these things, and people in church do not understand these things. So what will the devil do? He will not come and block your miracle. What he will do, he will come and cut and delay the days. So if you go to Daniel chapter 10, Daniel goes into fasting. He reads the prophecy by Jeremiah that they are supposed to be in captivity for only 70 years. Are you there? But 70 years elapses and they are still in captivity. So Daniel says, but we are supposed to be here only for this period. But we are still in captivity. Yet the prophecy was that we'll be captured and we'll come here for 70 years. But the 70 years have gone even beyond. So he says, no. We have missed our kairos. Because our kairos was that in 70 years, we must get out of Babylon. Oh, you're not understanding it. So there was a set time that they will be in poverty. They will be slaves only for this period. Period went even beyond. Their kairos moment had even gone, but they were still in bondage. It is so possible that God had actually said that you're supposed to walk out of that situation 5 years ago, but you're still in it. So the Bible says, I, Daniel, decided to take the matter personally. Are you not understanding it? Because I had gone into it. Daniel chapter 10. Are you here, right? Yes. Let's go from verse 2. Okay, so let's start from verse 1. Just to give people history.
In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. And the thing was true. But the time appointed was long.
Wait a minute. The time what?
Appointed.
What is that? Kairos. Come on. Somebody say after me. Say Kairos. Kairos. Time appointed had even passed. We're supposed to get a miracle. We're supposed to be healed. I'm supposed to get this job. I'm supposed this prophecy to come to pass. But it was set. But the time now passed. Daniel said, wait a minute. The appointed time has gone beyond. Hello? This is what I want you to understand, because that's what I want you to look at tonight. Okay? Now go ahead. It says what? The thing was true.
The thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. And the thing was true. But the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing and had an understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks.
Wait a minute. So, I want us to stop over there. Okay, I want you to see this. When he understood that the time of the appointed time, the kairos, had gone beyond, he said, wait, I'm going to fasting. Are you here, right? He said, I'm going to what?
Fasting.
I'm going to a fasting. Because the time, and I want you to hear this, the time to get this miracle has gone beyond. My kairos moment, we are supposed to leave Babylon. But we are still in Babylon. If you have a neighbor, tell your neighbor that your appointed time is now.
Your appointed time is now.
So even if it had gone beyond,
even if it had gone beyond,
we have an opportunity. We can pray.
Something can happen.
Now in Jonah chapter 2 verse 25, this is what the Bible means. Now you'll be able to understand this scripture. Now in Jonah 2 verse 25, what does the Bible say?
And I will restore to you the years.
Okay, thank you. So the I will restore to you years, time. I will restore to you the time, the years. What years? Which the caterpillars, the cankerworm, the palm had done what? Destroyed? Cut? Meaning to say, I want you to say this. So the devil understands that your kairos moment is coming. What does the devil do? He can destroy your kairos. He can cut off your kairos. That if your miracle was happening, it was your time to get it. Are you understanding? Yes. He can actually come and block it. Do you have an example in the Bible? Of course, the same Daniel. When we continue reading the same chapter 10 of Daniel, he says, after I fasted for 3 weeks and stopped, if you go to up to verse 9, you find out that the angel came and he said, Daniel, your kairos moment was actually 3 weeks ago. Your answer was given 3 weeks ago. But there was a demonic principality of Persia that came to stop it. Oh. So the kairos moment for Daniel was not that day. It was in the past also. But what was stopping it? The prince of Persia, the demonic spirit. So it is possible that you can be here not married yet and praying and believing God for marriage. Yet God had answered you 5 years ago and your marriage was released in the spirit. But the enemy came and stopped your kairos moment and stopped your chronos. So that's why in the book of Joel, there is a prophetic message that God is able to restore your kairos. God can restore your chronos. I'm talking to somebody right here. So when you see the scripture there, there is the word years. I will restore to you years. I will restore to you chronos. I will restore to you kairos. So that year you are supposed to be rich, in the spirit was written, and you actually had an idea to start a business, and you began to do the business, the devil said, wow, this is his kairos, this is her kairos. The devil came and stopped you. He came and attacked your business, and your business collapsed. Even if it was your kairos moment, your business collapsed. As I'm talking to you now, 10 years later, you are still like that. But the Bible says God is able to restore the years. He is able to restore the kairos. So when we are praying for restoration, we are praying also for the kairos moment. We are praying for the chronos. If there was a moment, even if it's not kairos, if it, the years you actually lost, the time you wasted, God will restore unto you. Somebody shout, I receive restoration. Say loud, as I receive restoration. La zuvra anta kapahadush. Say kairos. Say, I receive my kairos.
I receive my kairos.
Can you imagine you are supposed to be something? You are supposed to become somebody. You're supposed to be, you know, so there was an appointment in the spirit that God said this must be done. Trust you me, the enemy, I can give you scriptures in the Bible where people were stopped at the right time. They were supposed to become something. The enemy stopped it. Are you here? Are you understanding what I'm talking about? Say, I need my kairos. So God has said, I will restore to you. He said, the time. Then God speaks of what happens to the time. Then God says, to this time, there are grasshoppers that eats it. There are some grasshoppers that cuts it. There are some grasshoppers that destroys it. Am I talking to somebody? There are some demonic spirits that attacks your kairos. He says, what? I will restore the time which the caterpillars had eaten. what the locust had actually cut down. I will restore to you the time. God is not saying I will restore to you a Mercedes-Benz. He isn't saying I'm going to restore to you the relationship. He isn't saying that. God is saying I will restore to you the time. I will restore to you the time, because there was a time I had set for you. I had already put for you. But that time passed and you are still in bondage. You are still in Babylon. The time was already given. And the enemy, he had cut off your time. I will restore. So they are there. When we are dealing with the chronos, it deals with chronology. Chronological events. There was a moment there was supposed to be a wedding. There was supposed to be an event. And God had set time to say, by this time, this must be done. Do you understand what happened with the people of Israel? The Bible says, God came to Abraham and said, Abraham, you will have children. And your descendants, they will go to a foreign land. They will stay there for 400 years. And I'll bring them back here. There was a chronos, 400 years. I mean, there was kairos. God had set up the time to say, after 400 years, it must be done. And when God set it, the enemy can fight it. So when the time was set, 400 years elapses, God comes down to remember his promise, because it's kairos. He says, Moses, take my people. You can actually agree with me. It was not easy. Pharaoh fought against it. He fought against the kairos. Though it was the set time, the devil said, you're not leaving. So we have the caterpillars after your kairos. I promise you, each one of you here, there was a time set by God, and there is a set time by God, that when this time comes, you must become this. When this time comes, when this year comes, when this month comes, this must be done. But the enemy has been fighting you, and you don't have an idea. So the Bible says, what I shall restore to you. What shall God restore? He says, what? What shall he restore? He says, I will restore to you the time. Because God understands it. It's not the car he must restore to you, but the time. When you were supposed to get that car, it passed. So God is just going to take time back. Boom. What did Daniel do when he discovered that the Kairos moment was actually compromised? What did he do? He fasted and prayed for 21 days. He said, I need my kairos. In his fasting for kairos, the enemy came again and stopped it again. He saw, the devil is so serious to stop your kairos. I promise you, some of you are supposed to be somehow, somewhere. But the enemy has delayed you for years. You need to claim it back tonight. So receive in the name of Jesus. There was a man who was sick in the Bible. And God told Isaiah, he said, go to him. Did you read your Bible? Which king was this? Oh, you read the Bible. I'm shocked. A prophet went. The man needed the restoration for his healing. Do you understand this? And God didn't heal him. What God did, God said, I'm going to reverse time. Ah, you didn't hear me. His healing was supposed to happen in the morning. But it's 3 p.m. So God told him, he said, I'll give you a sign. I'm going to reverse the time back. You didn't hear it. So the Bible says God reversed the time and healed him at that time. So he had passed six in the morning. He was still sick. But time was set to be healed at that hour. 7, he was still sick. 8, he was still sick. 3 p.m., God says, wait, you passed the time to be healed. So what we're going to do, we're going to reverse the time. Somebody say, reverse the tide. No, be serious about it. Say, reverse the tide. I receive my breakthrough. I receive my deliverance. So God said, we're going to reverse. So when we check in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah 38 verse 8, I want us to read it. In Isaiah 38 verse 8, what does the Bible say? It says what? Can I have the Bible quicker, please?
Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees, which is gone down in the sun dial of ours. 10 degrees backward. So the sun returned 10 degrees. By which degrees it was gone down.
You hear that? So in those days, they were not measuring time because there was no time like this. So they built steps. Okay? They built steps like steps where you climb like this. Okay? So there were steps there. If the sun is on the first step, that's 1 hour. If the shadow is on one step, if it goes there, so they were measuring time using the shadow of the steps. So the steps had gone up to 10 hours. And yet he was supposed to be healed on the first shadow. And he was still sick. So God said, I'm going to reverse it. Amen. And heal you on the first shadow. Because spiritually, God had said that his healing must happen that time, but the time had passed. Daniel, their time to be in slavery was for 70 years, but the time had passed. I can give you so many examples in the Bible where people passed the time. It is so possible, my sister, your time for you to be employed might have even passed and you are jobless. To be a boss, to be promoted, might even pass. In heaven, they say, we actually gave the time. You passed your kairos. And you're wondering, you know, like, I've been praying, I've been fasting, and nothing is happening. Oh, Lord, I need my job. Stop praying for a job. Just pray for your kairos. Pray for restoration of time. So if you look at Daniel, what Daniel was praying for? He said, God, the time which you said has long passed. Has long passed. I need it to happen now. And we need our kairos moment. And God said, wait a minute, you praying for this? He said, He said, even you, your prayer. He said, you are praying for Kairos, for your country. He said, even you, your prayer was supposed to be answered the day you were praying. God answered you, but you are taking time because the demonic spirit was blocking your Kairos. He said, Chai, Kaya Bahatorabra. He said, but. I came to help him. But Michael came to help me. And I have come to give you this. But be careful. Because another demonic spirit after I leave from Greece will come now to fight you. What are they fighting for? Are they fighting for the deliverance? No. Time. The enemy knows if he can delay your time, he has delayed everything. Somebody say, it's my time now. No, be very serious about it. Say, it's my time now. So I pray for restoration of time. I pray for the restoration of my time. So I reverse the time to the day I was supposed to be healed. And I receive my healing. I reverse the time to the day I was supposed to be promoted. To the day I was supposed to be lifted up. I receive my lifting up. I reverse my time to the day I was supposed to receive my miracle. I receive my miracle. Another guy who was very clever in the Bible, who understood Kairos. His name was called Joshua. Victory was supposed to be done in the midday. And he said, if this time will go beyond, we'll lose. So it will remain like this. He said to the son, he said, son, you're not moving. You will remain like that until we get our victory. The Bible says, like the sons of Issachar, who understood times, they knew that this is my kairos. Am I talking to somebody here? It is so possible that your miracle way passed long time ago. Raise your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I receive my Kairos. Say again, say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I receive my Kairos.
I receive my Kairos.
Tell your neighbor that it's my time. I pray for restoration of my time. So the Bible says, I will restore unto you the time which the caterpillar had eaten, which the palm worms had destroyed. I will restore, because God understands that there are things destroying your time. There are things cutting down your time. There are so much demonic manipulations happening all against your time. The enemy is not fighting your miracle. He is fighting the time when your miracle is supposed to happen. So when he fights that time, what happens is the angel has to come and say, in fact, it says, from the time you began to pray. That's what God said in Daniel chapter 10. It says, from the time you began to pray. Did you hear that? He said, from the time you began to pray. Is it the same day? Is it the time you began to pray? Your answer was given. The word mentioned there is time. Are you here? The word mentioned there is what? Time. So what the enemy was fighting was what? Go to chapter 10, verse 12. The Bible says, it says, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day. What is that? What is the day? Remember I told you, time is measured in seconds, in minutes, in hours, in days, in weeks. Time is measured in all those things. It says, from the day. Day represents time. It says, then said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day. Now, I have a very big problem. Looks like God answers the first day you pray. Looks like Hezekiah was answered on the first hour. But he wanted a miracle on the 10th hour. And the time was reversed to the first hour to hear him. Daniel is being told from the first day. Imagine how many of you prayed and you're praying again and again and again and again and nothing's happening, because what the enemy is fighting for is the time. You're like, no, not this time. And the enemy is fighting your time. But I'm telling you, I've come here with a word of prophecy. He will not stop you this moment. He will not stop you this time. If you believe, raise up your hands in holy anger and shout, it's my time. Time of restoration. God restores the time. He says, I will restore the time. He says, the years which they were eaten up. Though someone was supposed to be healed and he was not healed. Imagine Moses had to struggle, yet it was the Kairos moment to leave. As we're praying for this, I want you to know what God is doing right now. You know, God is restoring you. I promise you, God is restoring you. You see, God said, when I will restore your time, what will happen? Huh? In verse 26 of John chapter 2, he says, I will restore. What will happen when I restore you? When I restore your time, he says what? And you shall eat in plenty.
And be satisfied.
And be what?
Satisfied.
And what will you do?
And praise the name of the Lord your God.
Did you hear that? When God restores your time, you are obliged to praise his name. You say, what? What was supposed to happen that time? It will happen now. Because God will restore your time. And when God restores your time, he says, even financially, he says, you shall eat in plenty and you shall be satisfied and you shall praise the name of the Lord your God. that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. So when God restores your time, he removes your shame. There are people who are laughing at you now. Say, until now, you've been believing God until now. That shame will be taken out. When God restores your time, he removes your shame. I say, when God restores your time, he removes your shame. In verse 27, even much worse, it says, and you shall know that I'm in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people
shall never.
So what happens? When God restores you, what happens? The shame is taken out. Imagine you are supposed to have a child, and you're not having the child. When God wants to restore you, he takes you back to the years you're supposed to have kids. And he says, ah, because it's a restoration, instead of one child, I'll give you two. Restoration. Hannah, instead of just giving her a child, God gave her a prophet, Samuel. Yes. Says, no, there must be restoration. The time was reversed. Am I talking to somebody here? Are you following? Rebecca, are you understanding this? She was barren. And when God restored, if you're supposed to have two kids in 5 years or in 6 years, God said, ah, at once, boom. So when God restores, what happens? So God looks at the years which you wasted, and he gathers all those years and gives you. And when he's giving you, because he's God, he looks at the current market value. So he does not just restore, he also restitutes. Can I show you where he did it? In Genesis 26, in verse 1, 2, 3, there was drought. So in some years, for some years, Isaac never harvested because there was drought. He planted, he never harvested. He became broke that he could not manage the wells of his father. And the wells of his father Abraham were all captured by the enemies. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
They were all captured. So he had no place to farm because the wells he was using for agriculture, for irrigation, were all captured by the enemy. I hope you're hearing me.
Yes.
So the Bible says, When he went to God, God said, do not go anywhere. He said, the same year he planted. He talks about here, time. And in verse 12 and 13, I love it, of Genesis. And then Isaac sowed in that land and received in which year?
The same year.
What is the year there? Time.
Time.
Please, don't just read scriptures in a hurry. He received in the same year, how? A hundredfold. What does that mean? A harvest of 100 years, he received in 1 year. Meaning to say that for the past years, the enemy had actually blocked his kairos to become rich. God said, wait, we'll reverse the years you lost. And we'll sit down and look at and calculate the losses for all the 7 years of drought. So we'll see how much you were supposed to be by now. Whatever the enemy was trying to do, whatever all those wells they took from you, will calculate all the losses. And then the worth of all those things was about for a harvest of 100 years. And God gave it to him. It's a restoration of time. That the miracle of the people of Israel to come out of Babylon, the set time was after 70 years they were supposed to walk out of slavery. But after 70 years, they they were still in slavery. Despite the kairos moment of them to walk out, it took one man by the name Daniel to understand the time to say, we're not supposed to be here. And he went in prayer. As he was in prayer, the set time to answer him was also attacked. But he never stopped praying until the angel came and he said, you know what? I'm giving you this answer, but it's a delayed answer. Your set time for this was actually some days ago. But the big issue is that the answer came. And then again, it was his prayer that actually made that deliverance to happen. And indeed, they left Babylon because of a prayer that said, no, I'm not going to wait any longer. We need our kairos moment. We need deliverance now. We also looked in the Bible of Hezekiah that his healing had come. But actually the moment for him to be healed even passed and he was still sick. And God said, I will reverse the time to the time you were supposed to be healed and I will heal you. So it is possible that you actually your miracle can pass and you're still struggling. It takes one to understand that God can restore time and pray in that nature and regard and be able to communicate in the spirit realm and invoke the kairos moment to appear right in front of you at an hour such like this, and a miracle can happen. So Jesus Christ said it. He said, my kairos moment is like this. I will die on the first day. On the third day, I will rise up. So you can see that in heaven, things are already prearranged. Things are prearranged. Some of you are not supposed to be in that situation until today. No. Your set time even in past. But I promise you, as we're here for restoration, God will restore you.